The play park in Moncana is a top class facility. It's brilliant. It's somewhere I would go quite regularly with my daughter, and every time you go down there, it's absolutely packed. And I suppose its own popularity means that it needs to be further expanded. It's huge potential to grow even further. There's plenty of land around it, even within the fence of the play park, where the picnic benches are. And I really think we should exploit our position as the largest seaside town in Moncana. We can bring tourists and really make our mark. Anytime you go down to the play park, you will hear different accents. You'll hear particularly people from Derry will obviously come down, day trippers. And I think we can do more to attract more people to come down, stay longer, and of course provide top-class facilities for the locals and to enjoy as well.
And that is part of that wider challenge to promote Moncrana as a tourist destination, because if you say to people, what's the largest seaside town in Donegal, the answer they give is not necessarily going to be Moncrana, even though that is the actual answer.
Yeah, and I want to remove all doubt on that. I think when people think of the largest seaside town in Moncrana or in Donegal, they should be absolutely clear that it is Moncrana. And Moncrana has a lot to offer visitors, and it's well known for that. But in the very near future, it's going to have much more. Swan Park is going to be completely restored and be bigger and better than ever. The leisure centre, quite close to the shorefront, is progressing well and will be another top-class facility for the people. And so I think we need to grab this momentum, keep going. We can, at the very least, double the size of the play park, and we can drastically improve the public conveniences or the toilets. I think we need to look to draw down funding to match the facilities that the likes of Malin Head or Rathmullen recently installed. And I really think that the shorefront of Moncrana as a whole can be a top-class tourist destination in this era of staycations.
And the point was made at this week's meeting of Inishowen MD that we saw what was achieved in Carndonagh recently, and there is very much a belief there that Moncrana can do the same and draw down funding just like Carndonagh managed to do, if it's just a matter of putting everything together and just having the right people making the right points and putting the right submissions to the right people.
Absolutely. Like, I was delighted to see Carndonagh achieve what they did in securing that funding. And it just shows you that the money is there when the community and the council and all the public authorities can come together, what they can achieve. And we have done that ourselves in Moncrana, the likes of the Swan Park and the swimming pool. The money has been ring-fenced there, and the likes of the digital hub. But again, we should never sit and be happy with what we have. We should always strive to be better. And I do think that Moncrana has so much more to offer, and we can achieve so much more and bring people from all over Ireland and even further afield to come and visit and enjoy this beautiful part of the world.